coming soon to Beyond the Uniform this September 2019. We have new episodes for you every Monday and Thursday. That is 9 episodes in the month, as well as Behind Beyond the Uniform episodes every Saturday. Starting off on September 2nd with episode 302, Navy SWO to ESPN reporter and host with Sal Palantonio.
And it doesn't matter what job you're going to have in life, what profession you might pursue. If you have curiosity, your prospective boss or the people who are working around you will see that you are genuinely interested in their world and in the world in general, and not just yourself, that you will make a good teammate. And you will have the humility and the gratitude to perform your job in a team.
Episode number 303, Marine to Product Manager at IBM with Richard I. Porter.
It's like you're climbing up a mountain in the fog, and you can't really see where the next turn or the next step is going to go. But when you look back on where you've been, it's like the fog lifts, and you see exactly what path it is that you followed. So looking back on it, I can tell you how it appears. And that is, you know, I studied how people get along with each other and interact with each other, political science and history in undergrad. I loved the Constitution for the framework it provided for how people can get along with each other. I swore to support and defend it. I added this baseline of force undergirding words and written and spoken words that I'd studied, and I learned a little bit about negotiation and product management, actually, without realizing I was doing it in the military. Then I decided to add commerce to it in business school.
Episode number 304, Army to Production Supervisor with Chris Lee.
I've operated in Kraft Foods, which is a high-speed automation factory. So the metrics there were, how do you keep your machine up, the operational efficiency of your machine? How are you reducing downtime on your machine? Compare that to Curtis Simmons, which is a manual production line. It's all manual. I got people who are manually flipping beds. I'm telling you right now, someone's personal emotional state dictates how fast they move on the production line. And I found myself there being almost like a cheerleader, a supervisor, and a coach.
Episode number 305, Lieutenant General to Arizona State University Leadership with Benjamin Freakley.
I had some very good mentors who wanted to set me up in defense and work in defense. And I was open enough to go to a few interviews and looked into it. But I got to tell you, I kept thinking, no, I want a new adventure. I want to do something I've never done before. I used to have this saying on active duty, both in combat and out of combat, that if you feel comfortable where you are, it's time to move. In combat, if you're comfortable where you are, you're going to get attacked. In life, if you're comfortable where you are, you don't grow as a leader. You don't get that curiosity spark leaves you, and you get complacent. You think, I've been there, done that, I know everything. You become the cranky old guy that knows everything about supply, but you don't know everything else. So I think you've got to be adaptive.
Episode number 307, How to Prepare for Retirement with Chris Hogan.
I call it, it's analysis paralysis, where we start to think so much. And our society is such a microwave culture. We want to fix things in one zap, right? We want to hit the easy button and have it just automatically be there. But here's what I found. Having made money mistakes myself many, many years ago, taking the step for the cleanup, that's where you start to learn some things. That's where you start to develop habits. You know, I've worked with lottery winners or pro athletes and entertainers that were suddenly handed a lot of money. But if you don't have a skill set in how to manage it and deal with it, you won't keep it long.
Episode number 308, How to Build Executive Presence with Mike Figliolo.
You know, I think executive presence is the ability to be confident in front of a group of people, to be able to deliver a message clearly and in a compelling manner, and to get other people to want to follow you. So if you look at the impact of those things together, you end up with an individual who knows what they want their audience to do and where their audience is coming from and where they need them to go, And then they believe in themselves and believe in the message along the way.
Episode number 309, The Intersection of Passion and Talent with Ken Coleman.
And passion is not enough. Because if you just pursue your passion, you're not actually any good at it. You're going to end up like the kid on American Idol that we all make fun of. Who's passionate about being famous or passionate about music, but they suck or they're just okay. And they're okay in their little world, in their gymnasium, in front of their, you know, little gatherings in high school. But when it comes time to perform in front of world-class producers and be considered to be one of the best musicians in America, they don't have quite what it takes. And then they're dumbfounded and confused and upset and all this kind of stuff. And it's because they didn't have any people around and say, hey, let's look at what your sweet spot really is. So,
episode number 310, Keto Buddha with Aaron Barnes.
So the good thing about the keto diet, I don't know if most people know, it started back in 1920 and it was used for people with epilepsy, and it was used to help them control seizures, and it was very effective. But at some point somebody came along and said, hey, let's give them some of this, some medicine. We got some real medicine, this powder, these pills. And so we've gotten off track. And for the most part, a lot of our illnesses that we feel are from the food that we put in our mouth. So I would challenge you to, on a daily basis, you know, kind of check what you're putting in your mouth. And even if you don't do it every day, maybe challenge yourself 5 days out of the week. And then you have those 2 days, the weekend or whenever, where you just kind of go all out on the eating. But try to lean a little bit more towards eating healthy. You're going to feel better and you're going to live a healthier life.
Episode number 311, Semper Canine with Chris Beatty.
Usually the running joke is I play with dogs. I play with and train dogs. But to be honest, it's, you know, we're taking every dog that we can potentially get our hands on, either it's a disabled veteran or a veteran family, you know, whatever it takes, we're training dogs to be the best dogs they can be. And a lot of times that we're able to make them service dogs for their disabled need or their family's need. Meaning the dog may do medication reminders, you may assist with mobility or motility, picking up objects, opening and closing doors. Providing, you know, tasks and things that a caregiver would, and now they have a dog that's trained to do it, and just assisting in social situations or keeping that veteran on a routine and a schedule.
Also, be sure to tune in for our Saturday episode, Behind Beyond the Uniform, for a more informal discussion about personal and professional life. Enjoy these last few days of August, and we're looking forward to an exceptional September with you.